A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruits of his mouth. From the produce of his lips he shall be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. See? One misconception that we have in terms of speech, in terms of talk, is that we think that words were created for communication. But I tell you, words were created for creation more than communication. Because your words, these were tools that were gifted to every man to allow them to create the abundance of the heart into reality. And from the roots and your lips and the things that come out of your mouth, your reality shall be shaped. Because what you believe will soon be spoken. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall speak. And this heart here is your subconscious. And when your subconscious dwells and ferments on a certain knowledge and a certain idea, your mouth will release that very idea. You weren't designed to just speak bubbly and bubble left, right, and center. You were designed for those words to be used as a tool to bring forth what you believe. Only that comes to pass. It is what you believe. Your reality is your mind. It's not the real world. The external world was given one and one task only. It is to bring forth what you believe. People say, Joe, what do you mean? How do I bring forth a certain thing? And I said, tell me your idea of that very thing. And the results will just be the idea of what you believe. Not what your mom believes, not what your family believes, not what your parents believe. It's what you believe. People would say sentences like, all men are trash. Well, that's your belief system. Then the universe must give you trash men, because that's your belief system. That is what you believe. And I want to let you know, if you change your belief system, then your life follows. First the mind goes, then the life follows. Your mind is key.